This program is sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
You're beautiful.
Welcome to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo. Christine journeyed through many years of hurt, pain, and brokenness. It's her desire to share her story, encourage others with it, and point them to the gospel message of Christ.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this series called Beauty Out of Brokenness. I'm so glad to be back with you today. I have a poem that I want to share with you called The Potter. But before I read it, I want to talk to you about a passage in the Bible that I read last week in Isaiah. I had never seen it before and had read the book of Isaiah many times, but this time it just stood out to me as I had never seen it before. It was Isaiah 20, 2 and 3. The Lord told Isaiah, son of Amos, "Take off your burlap that you have been wearing and remove your sandals." Isaiah did as he was told, and walked around naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, "My servant Isaiah has been walking around naked and barefoot for the last 3 years. This is a sign and a symbol that God asked Isaiah to do." Well, I want to focus and talk to you about Isaiah's obedience. The verse said, Isaiah did as he was told and walked around naked and barefoot. Isaiah was stripped of everything here, quite frankly. And if you can imagine, before the Lord requested this, he was probably feeling uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable. He was wearing burlap. Can you imagine how burlap must feel? It would be worse than wearing a 100% wool sweater without anything underneath. Well, I'm from New Mexico, the land of enchantment, or you could say the land of great chili. Well, the chili that you purchase there is placed in gunny sacks, which many of you are probably familiar with. Well, the material has little needle-like fiber that sticks out throughout all of it. It's like little strands of hair sticking out. Imagine wearing that on your skin. Can you also imagine the rash or redness you might have? Not to mention if you've had to sleep in that thing. Well, I'm sure it would be very uncomfortable, to say the least. Well, I think Isaiah went from being uncomfortable to being even more uncomfortable. He probably must have also felt humiliation and embarrassment on top of that. I can't even put myself in his shoes. Well, I guess because he didn't have any shoes. Remember, the Lord told him to remove them? No pun intended. Well, the poem that I want to read to you is called The Potter. And as I read this poem, I want you to picture yourself as the clay in the poem. My master is the potter, and I'm merely the clay. I surrender my life to his sovereignty, allowing him to work in and through me as he may. He is the master craftsman, and his design will be second to none, but only if I'm willing to go through the fire. I start out as a lifeless lump of clay, with no form or consistency, just a gooey mess. He picks up the clump and spins it on the wheel. I go round and round, not knowing which direction I'm headed. The wheel stops, and I don't know whether I'm upside down or right side up. And then a sharp tool begins to etch deep within my side. Ouch! What's going on? Why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve this? I look up and see a reflection of the masterpiece being transformed into the likeness of the potter. The intricate design coming to life has the markings of a delicate treasure with rare beauty, yet it has the resilience to enter the fire. Finally, the finished piece resembles the beauty seen through the eyes of love, grace, and forgiveness. Such a priceless beauty can only happen when you're willing to go through the fire of obedience, trust, and faith. There is no need to worry, though. The maker has his hands on the beginning design to the priceless one of a kind. Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. I didn't know anything about writing poetry, writing a book, or even radio. But God placed a desire in my heart to write, and now I love writing. Writing is my inspiration, especially poetry. God speaks to me through my writing, and that's our time together. And as far as my book, I had never written a book before. But God did. He wrote the first book ever, and it has been the number one best-selling book ever since. Who better to go for answers than the one who has all the answers? My part is to listen, obey, and follow His lead. I believe God wanted to see if I would trust Him. He was there for me, and He walked me through it every step of the way. And He will continue to be with me, whatever He calls me to do. He wanted me to trust Him and be obedient. He didn't say, you need to be qualified for this or that, or have a degree in this or that. No, He said, I'll prepare, equip, and lead you for whatever it is I have for you. Just follow my lead. Believe me, many times I felt like I was going through foreign soil, which was pretty scary. I have written my whole life story for anyone to read. It's all laid out there in my book called You're Beautiful. I didn't leave much left unsaid. If you read my book, there isn't much more to know about me. I would say that this is exposing myself completely, a little like Isaiah, but in a different way. Most of my difficulties and shortcomings are exposed for all to read. As I reflect, I can say, it's not about what I want, how I feel, or what I think, because that can change from hour to hour. It's about doing what God has called me to do with my life in the realm of eternity. Well, I want to give you an example in my book about what I'm talking about. I write, as I continued our journey as a family of five, I was feeling a desire in my heart to homeschool both the boys who had just finished second and fourth grade. Homeschooling came to mind many times. I felt nervous and unqualified about the idea due to the fact that I hadn't liked school growing up, but I felt as though I was being prompted by God to take this on. Over the course of several months, I researched it and talked to some homeschooling moms. Most of the information I received was positive. Our family talked about it. We were all on board, and I had Isaac's support, which was extremely important to me. The decision was final, and I dove right in, regardless of my insecurities and nervous feelings. I went with my gut instinct. The Lord placed it in my heart, and I couldn't back down now. After all, when He calls us to do something, He also equips us for that work. We bought the curriculum, and I had to figure this out with a two-year-old in tow. Quite frightening for me, especially because the future of our boys' education was now in my hands. If I looked at the bigger picture, their lives were also entrusted to us. Homeschooling couldn't be that hard, could it? I was stuck. They could always return to school if it didn't work out. Nope, that wasn't happening on my watch. Some people thought I was crazy. I felt a little crazy at times. But what else was new? A prime example here of how I felt unqualified. I didn't like school and hadn't continued on to college after high school. But God didn't call me to go back to school and get a degree in education. He just asked me to obey and follow His lead. I have to say that this wasn't something that I stayed up at night thinking, I want to homeschool my kids and I can't wait to get started. No, I had a lot of doubts and reservations. However, I stepped out in faith. Today, I can say that it was a joy and an amazing privilege to be called to do this for our family. We had many great opportunities and experiences and good times together. We had our own schedule, and I was able to watch them grow, mature, and thrive. Of course, we had our challenging and difficult times. Who doesn't? But it was one of the most rewarding and fulfilling times of my life. I wouldn't have done it any other way. My oldest son received his degree in sports medicine and is currently working as an athletic trainer for a Division I baseball team. My younger son has a degree in finance and is in the technology industry as a senior financial analyst. And my daughter is a pre-med student in college. And I give God all the glory for this. I was learning in the process and saw God work through the power of the Holy Spirit as I surrendered in obedience to His plans. I also believe it was part of what prepared me to do what I'm doing today, and that's sharing my heart with others. I poured my heart into my kids, and now I hope to share my life story with those who may need a little bit of encouragement and hope. For I was dead in my sins and found life through Christ, and I want to share that. What is God asking you to do that is uncomfortable or scratchy on the surface? It might be even a little scary and take you outside of your comfort zone. But whatever God calls you to do, He will equip you to do it. I don't think God will ask us to do what He asked Isaiah. Well, the first reason is it's against the law, and I don't think God wants any of us arrested. And the second thing is there's a lot of work to be done here on earth. Luke 10:2 says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Well, until next week, thank you for listening and have a great week.
To connect with Christine, purchase her book, You're Beautiful, or if you'd like her to visit your church for speaking engagement or book club, go to the website, gracewomensoutreach.org. Her goal is to reach women of all ages and backgrounds by going into community churches, women's organizations, and sharing her story. Thank you for listening to Beauty Out of Brokenness with Christine Trujillo.
This program was sponsored by Grace Women's Outreach.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.